All right, take 10. Al, when is the last time you've ever been just so, someone's got under your skin just so much where you're like, you know what? I don't care if we're in public. I would actually strike this person.
You know what? I remember specifically now, and I think I have some sort of jurisdiction, but I was in this event. I was part of this club, and we were doing an induction ceremony. I think it was my sophomore junior year. And I was basically the assistant to the president, and I was just needing to do different things, such as basically for the event, like just pick up a bunch of things for confetti, different decorations and stuff like that. And I kept running my butt off back and forth to get those things. And the induction ceremony was great. We had a big audience. And at the end, I had to get reimbursed for my money. And I remember specifically, I was so tired and I just wanted to go home and eat or something. The president had the balls to tell me that we didn't use one roll of tape that was worth a dollar. And she told me, I'm not giving you a reimbursement until you return this.
Wow.
And I legit, I was heated, dude. I was heated. I don't think I've ever lost my composure so much, even though I didn't do anything. Like I think the closest thing I did was getting loud. Like at the end, everyone was leaving mostly. And I was like, you're fucking gonna tell me you're gonna not reimburse me for a piece of tape, for a dollar's worth of tape? I'm gonna spend more money on gas returning that thing than just the tape on its own. And dude, I almost lost it there. But yeah, that I don't know, I feel like anybody would have slapped the person if they would have told them that. Especially because the drive was like almost 30 minutes.
Two things right now. Al, you better not tell me to delete this later on because that's going to be a big chunk of audio just awkwardly missing. But two, I think the important part of the story is you did not do it. That's the important part. I think all of us feel that way. I think that's normal. I think it's normal to just be upset or pissed off by somebody or somebody said something wrong or somebody said something or sometimes we misinterpret something. That happens too. But I think there is everybody, whether on the road, because of road rage or at work or with a Karen where you're like, oh my gosh, like you're lucky there's these laws in play. But Al, the reason I bring this up is I'm pretty sure everyone knows. I'm pretty sure this is a heavily talked about topic in podcasts in the past week. This happened the day we recorded, Al. We missed out on the gold. But I think we all know that at the 2022 Oscars that there was a certain event that happened. You want to tell them what happened, Al? Give them a little recap.
Basically, Chris Rock was out there doing his thing, giving a high ratings for the Oscars. Typically, I don't think any. Do you watch the Oscars, Hector, or do you know anybody that watches it?
I know a lot of people that watch it. I know a lot of people that are really into like film and movies and stuff. So I do know people that do care about that.
All right. Well, the standing joke right now is that basically he was saving the show because the ratings constantly decline every year. So I'm basically gonna be saying, Chris Rock was out there saving the show, and he pulled a little joke on Jada Pinkett Smith, if I'm right.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and basically called her G.I. Jane, which kind of symbolizes because she's bald, and the previous G.I. Jane was also bald and was a woman lead actress. And everyone was cracking up a little bit. People were kind of, even people during that joke were even kind of going against him a bit. So she was obviously not happy about it. People weren't happy about it. Will Smith was cracking up. But
That's
then he
the
saw.
that is the important part in this whole story. He was cracking up. We all saw his face. It was like for a frame, but we saw it. We saw you, Will. We saw you laughing.
We had the proof. We had the receipts. And the thing is, Will Smith was cracking up. And then he goes to see his wife, and she's obviously not amused. And he immediately turns on into, I don't know, like I like to compare it to like a guardian. Like he just got pissed immediately just because she got some sort of offense to it. And he went up, ran up to the stage, and Chris Rock was like, oh, this is gonna be funny, this is gonna be getting exciting. He thought he was just gonna confront him with words or something like that. He goes up, Will Smith goes in front of him, cocks back a fist, and last second opens it up to a slap and slaps Chris Rock. And the craziest and awesome thing of all of this is that the way Chris Rock rebounded from that. That guy did not go down or anything like that. Even though I think Will Smith has supposedly trained, or at least trains like Muhammad Ali did. So yeah, that happened, and you know, and then he went back down to his chair, and like, first off, I remember when this happened, my family told me, no, this is an act. And I saw the replay, and when he shouted that, I saw compassion and genuineness. He was really mad. There's no way this was an act. And he just basically says, keep my wife out of your effing mouth.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're here to this day, and they're so... This has taken the whole week, dude. Like, I'm never into, you know, Hollywood or Oscars or anything like that, but I think the biggest thing for me was just the shocking event that happened, you know, specifically for such a big audience between, you know, wealthy, elite people from Hollywood, for that to happen. And then second of all, I'm a big comedian fan, so that really shocked me when, you know, Chris Rock got hit.
Yeah, it was quite an event. So, I mean, for those that don't know, so his wife, she has a condition called alopecia. It says alopecia areata. So that's basically a disease that occurs when your body's immune system attacks the hair follicles. So often there's a lot of hair loss and stuff like that. So there was this whole, the whole thing of he should have known that she had that condition. He should have known that she's self-conscious about this and, you know, her self-esteem is hurt because of this. He should have known. First, my only point with that is that's not an argument anywhere. They should have known. They should have known. They should have known. We don't know if they know. A little bit of a pivot here, Alp. I don't know if you heard about this. I only heard about it because it was on Reddit. It wasn't big in the NBA news, but mainly because it was on the Blazers. But a few weeks ago, I guess there was a fan that was throwing slurs and just harassment at Nurkic from the Blazers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was cursing at Nurkic, and there was a bunch. Okay, so anyways, the way this video shows is he went up to the fan. The fan has his phone right in front of him. He's recording Nurkic, and Nurkic grabs his phone and just tosses it. He just tosses it. And he says something. I forgot what he said. But immediately, you know, there was a whole thing of, you know, he's a professional. He shouldn't have done this. And then people were saying, like, well, he can't take criticism. But I don't know. Did you hear what the fan was yelling at him?
I don't know.
So I did look into this, and apparently there's still an investigation going on this, but apparently Nurkic lost some family members during COVID too, and he lost his grandma not too long ago, and this fan called his grandma in particular a bitch, and that just did not go with him the right way. So that's why he just, you know, and he didn't punch the fan. He didn't pull a Will and slap him, but he grabbed the phone and just tossed it. You know, there was a pretty hefty fine, and I don't know if there was a suspension, but that's what happened. But the thing is here, people were saying, well, it was just a joke, or did he know about his grandma? And there's this whole thing of they should have known. We've talked about this a lot where the internet doesn't know the whole story. that's the main thing here. The internet does not know the whole story. I, like you too, I thought it was fake at first. I honestly was one of those people that were like, oh, this is the Oscars trying to say, hey, we have drama. But yeah, it was
crazy. Supposedly people said they didn't kick off Will Smith. Well, okay, so the thing is, supposedly the security came in and they, you know, want to tell Will Smith that he has to leave, and he refused. But I'm like, all right, that's it. So he refused, so you guys can't throw him out. Like, this doesn't work in typical social events. And then the other thing too was that regarding the joke, you know, it's obviously bothersome for them for Jada to get poked like that. But I think Nurkic just got an even worse joke than that, and he didn't even punch somebody or even slap him. Mm-hmm. You know, like the sort of professionalism between the two, the big difference is just absurd, because like one of them is a well-known like Hall of Famer, let's say, actor, while the other guy is like a, you know, he's a good player, but he's not a Hall of Fame guy. And he had a better composure than the other guy. And, you know, all that's happened to Will Smith, you know, everyone's saying, or at least in the beginning, I think people were applauding him for slapping Chris Rock. And at least in the event. And then, you know, later on, people were saying like, oh, he defended his wife. But I want to ask you, Hector, in that situation, based on that joke, let's say you're in Will Smith's position, would you have gone that far?
No. So I actually do have an example here. For one, this is toxic masculinity. I think that's the first time I've ever said that on a podcast. I think that's a topic we hear about. This is the first time I actually directly say it. But I don't think you've seen this movie. I think I've talked to you about it before off the podcast, Al. But this is a movie I like. It's called 500 Days of Summer. It's a, like a cheesy rom-com. But there's a point in the movie where this guy and his girlfriend or whatever, they're dating. It's a complicated story. But they're at a bar. And this random guy starts hitting on her. And like, clearly she's there with somebody. And she tells him, like, please leave me alone. And he keeps talking to her. She's like, please, I already told you to leave me alone. And this guy is starting a whole thing. And then he looks at the guy and he was like, I can't believe you're choosing this guy over me. And her date punches the guy. And So later on in the movie, and I saw this as a high schooler. So in my view, too, I was like, well, if someone hits on whoever I'm dating, I would get pissed, too. So in the movie, she gets mad at him and she says, hey, that was uncool. Why'd you do that? And he told her, well, I just got punched for you. And I like her response, though. And she said, how does that benefit me? How does you acting uncool benefit me? And that kind of reminds me of this situation of how does that fix the situation? Because at the end of the day, that's violence. And I think people basically saying that Will Smith, what he did was right, you are condoning violence. It's complicated. It is complicated because it reminds me of like American politics where it's going to be one side or the other.
I think my biggest thing there too is that you were kind of referencing that he basically tried to solve the problem. But the thing is, I don't think it wasn't even that. I think it was just him just reaching his boiling point because of all the jokes, about Jada. Is it Jada?
Jada Pinkett Smith, yeah.
Yeah, Pinkett Smith. Jada is, always memes about her, her cheating on him. And
not even a year ago, right?
Yeah, the proof in the pudding, that the guy even confirmed. And she confirmed, like, there's nothing else. And the funniest thing of them all, what I found it interesting was she constantly said it was an altercation or an incident, like her having sex with another guy. Why can't you just straight up say it? Supposedly there's not even that case. There's like probably more than one occasion where that's happened. And, Will Smith's obviously gone the bad side of things, And then further on, it was just that, really. I think it's just Will Smith was so pissed that he was really, really being poked fun of because of his wife. And also, she kind of at times embarrasses him when she goes to her Red Table show or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
She is really open about the details of the relationship. And at times I think she's mentioned things that might have been just bad for Will Smith. And he just doesn't say anything. It feels like it's almost like she kind of has a little bit of control over him. Mm-hmm. That's why he probably snapped within the go when he even saw her. Like, she doesn't even look like she gave him a nod or nothing. A guy specifically said, I think he's like a psychologist or something like that. But he basically said, like, he was laughing. He was having fun. He looked at her and he immediately turned into a guard dog and wanted to howl at the other guy.
The way she looked reminded me of Melania. Like, whenever she would look at Trump, just serious. Like, she does not want to be there. But like you said from the very beginning, we don't really talk about celebrity squabbles and stuff like that. But for me, it's just the implications that I'm concerned about. You and me are both huge fans of comedy. A while ago, you mentioned that you went to see Bill Burr. I love comedy as well. I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts. I see a lot of stand-ups and stuff. My main thing is now this kind of sets this precedent where it's like you don't like something a comedian says, you can you can strike them. And that's what's scary because now these are celebrities, but these are people that it's their job to tell jokes. People are going to the show to tell jokes. This is a comedian. And that's the thing about a joke. They don't mean it. And sometimes it's going to rub you the wrong way. And it's tough in cancel culture, too, to really understand the idea of a joke. Because I think a lot of times it's like, oh, that's a bad joke. You can't say that. But that's the point of a joke. It's not intentional. It's not meant to be serious. But now there's this whole idea of I feel bad for comedians because right now I would be very much on edge. Like, shit, I can say anything and someone might strike me because I offend them.
I think you should feel the opposite because the one thing that and I saw a lot of comedians responding to this was that like they're aggressive. They're like, dude, if somebody comes up, I'm gonna knock the shit out. They're like and the coolest thing about, with such split political or just any sort of view on anything, I could guarantee you one thing is the comedic world is mostly united, especially between comics, between each other, unless you rob a joke, aka Amy Schumer. But aside from that, all comedians support each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel specifically that mostly, let's say like almost 99% of all people that go to comedy shows, they're most likely going to also support them. Like, I feel like if somebody would try to do that to a comedian that I like, I will go against that person too. Like, obviously not go physically, but try to avoid that situation where that could happen or even, give them the benefit. Mm-hmm. Because at the end, that's, you said the whole point of a joke is not meant, you know, it's not actual thoughts about the person. It's just supposed to be something to crack up on. And the biggest thing, the biggest cure, as they say, for the world is laughter.
Yeah.
You're not, just crack yourself up on anything, dude. Like, no one's perfect again. You know, you just take that into account and have fun between friends and others. Like, we all have fun between friends. We all have, like, inside jokes and stuff like that. We might poke fun at somebody for something. And it's almost like child's play. You're going to really play. You're going to let your nerve go out on child's play.
Not just that. Like, it's okay and understandable for a joke to rub you the wrong way. It happens. You know, sometimes you might be going through shit. Somebody says something on Twitter and you're going to take it wrong. That you're human. But mm-hmm. I just think violence should not be the answer. You know, like, I understand the idea of take it as a joke. That kind of sounds a little demeaning sometimes, too. It's like basically telling that person, hey, you're being sensitive. Stop. Like, mm-hmm. you can feel your feelings. That's fine. But I don't think violence should ever be the answer.
And you know, the funniest thing of them all is that right after, I think 20 minutes after, Will Smith won the Oscar.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. They're saying, like, he was that his first Oscar? I believe that was his first Oscar. So it was supposed to be this big event. He finally won this award. But that's not what people are talking about. They're talking about this thing that happened, the fact that he lost control and he striked Chris Rock. And it kind of stains his, like, this memory, this thing that he did. Yeah. I just really quick, I understand a lot of people have heard this so much or they've been seeing posts about this. We just haven't talked about it. We're sharing our two cents. We're not saying we're 100% right. We're just sharing what we think.
And it's a couple. It was literally a couple hours after we recorded. But the other thing is that not only is this a big moment for him, but he's also got to take into account who's he's representing. Yeah. It wasn't like if it was a nonfiction movie or a fiction movie. It was a nonfiction about the Serena, the Williams sisters, yeah. and their dad. He played the dad. And for him to kind of, you know, obviously he's not fully representing them, but, you know, he played them. And for him to kind of get into that stage while it's not only a moment for him, but for them as well, it just tarnishes that. And last thing to mention, too, he kind of, I don't know if it's fully deserved, but, you know, I think he recently announced he was leaving the Oscars the Academy, so he can't receive any more Oscars, which is just sad enough because Will Smith's probably one of the greatest actors at least I've ever seen, or at least from our generation. And for him to kind of basically screw himself over, put himself in his own way, it's just sad. It's just that there's really no winners aside from Jada.
One thing a lot of people are saying, and I don't know if you saw Bill Burr's statement, but Bill Burr and a lot of other comedians have been saying, this is the time to get your tickets to see Chris Rock when he comes in town, because he's going to have some things to say. But again, it's the implications I'm worried about. But for those that are supporting the violence, that's what it is. It's violence. And I understand someone's going to rub you the wrong way and you feel like your spouse has to, like, defend your honor. Last week we were talking about ethics, Al, but there's this one ethical theory where they were saying about universal rules. And the point of that is we agree this thing is right. We can all do it. Or this thing, we cannot all do it. That's the point of universal rule. So here in this situation, there's the implication that if you're offended, it's okay to hit somebody. And that's scary because in a world full of Karens or in a world full of people that we don't always understand the person behind the cash register, sometimes they might offend us. There's this whole thing now where it's like, okay, well, I'm offended. I can punch you. I can hit you. Because now there's this whole thing of defending your honor. I don't agree with that.
Yeah, it's not worthwhile, dude. Like, at the end, you also, like, obviously, Will Smith tried to do something. I don't know how to describe it. Honorable? No. Heroic? No. Just, like they say, being a good husband. But, like, at the end, it's a thing where one little thing like that, like you said, violence, one way of solving it will also impact maybe future altercations too. Yeah. You might have that in mind next time.
Yeah, a lot of people, I heard a lot of people saying that they're really good friends. What a friend would have done is go to your friend and say, hey, don't say that again. Hey, you know, you maybe didn't offend me, but you offended my wife. Don't do that again. You know, like, oh, like if I say a joke here that you don't like, well, you're just going to punch me. No, you would tell me, hey, delete that, please. Just don't say that.
I already told you.
Yeah, exactly.
I already told you, or I just bit my tongue.
Get my name out of your mouth. But Al, we took this whole podcast to talk about Will Smith. Wow.
I just got to say one more ironic thing is that Will, during his acceptance speech, said he wants to be a beacon of peace.
Oh, boy.
Or something, some sort of thing, like some peace or love or whatever. He did that. Oh, my God. It's just funny.
It's like Trump saying, I want to be a beacon of honesty and understanding.
Equality.
Equality. And everybody matters.
Oh,
but
man.
That's the podcast.
That's the podcast right there. We had like two more topics, but I guess we'll give a little shout to them. The other thing I was going to mention, the unfortunate event of Sacramento, there was a shooting, a public shooting. 6 people were killed, 9 were injured. It happened actually today on April 3rd at 2 a.m. It's unfortunate. You know, I think we talked about this before, but just people, just be safe out there. There's not much details going on about this, but that happened. And then the final thing, also the Amazon union. I think we'll probably talk about this next week, but it's crazy how Amazon, a company that's well known for basically milking their employees dry out of energy, is actually accepted a union in New York. And there might be implications that say Amazon didn't do this, how do I say this?
Willingly?
They didn't do it out of their own effort. They had to do it by law. So those are interesting implications going on.
There was rumors on Reddit. People were saying like, this is the time where Amazon is going to close that warehouse. That's the sad part, but business, man, it's scary.
I was surprised they just didn't fire some people.
I think there was a lot of firings. And okay, we're going to talk about that another day because there's a lot to discuss there.
But yeah, those are the, maybe a preview of what we might talk about next week. But Hector, do you have any final thoughts?
It's never okay to hit anybody. You're physically defending yourself, okay, that's a whole discussion, but I just don't think there's ever a reason to strike somebody.
I heard this amazing joke from Andrew Schultz. I just gotta say it's funny. He basically said Will Smith wanted his relationship like he wanted that fist. He wanted it to be closed, but it was an open slap.
Wow.
Ah, man, that's cold. But without being said, this has been another episode of Savage and Scripted, episode 139. Please follow us on Savage and Scripted on Instagram or on Twitter. But without being said, we are out.